Well, hello again. This is Jack Kris Kringle Benny wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extremely Happy New Year from the entire Paramount Studio in Hollywood. Yes, sir, here I am all dressed up in red breeches and reindeer, ready to spread Christmas cheer in my own puerile and banal style. Isn't it wonderful, folks, how good the holiday season makes you feel? Why, I'm just saturated with it. I love everybody, even Fred Allen. And believe me, it's really a holiday when I can love that guy. But believe it or not, Fred's here with me right now. And if you could see us, you'd understand why our new picture is called Love Thy Neighbor. You know, Freddie, when I discovered what the Christmas spirit did to us, you could have knocked me over with a feather.
With those toothpicks that hold up your torso, it would have been a cinch. Oh, pardon me, Jackie. I forgot. We're pals.
That's all right, Fred. We've said so many things about each other in the past.
Hey, remember the time I said you were so tight, you'd open a can of sardines, eat the fish, save the can for a cigarette case, and then have the key made into a button hook?
A button hook? You know, right after you said it, I tried it, and it worked out fine.
It did?
Yeah.
Say, remember the time... Oh, pardon me, Jack. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right. Go ahead. What were you going to say, Fred?
Remember the time I said I'd knock your teeth so loose you'd think there was a dice game going on in your mouth?
And you're just the guy that can do it.
Oh, Jackie Benny, I could not. You'd have slapped me silly.
What are you talking about? You'd have broken every bone in my body.
Oh, flatterer, you'd have thumped me into a pulp. You don't know your own strength.
Hey, maybe somebody ought to tell me.
Well, I should say so. I'm the weakling.
You are?
Why, of course. I'm just a spineless thing. And deep down in your heart, you know it.
Say, Fred, remember the time I said you were so weak that your arms looked like buggy whips with fingers? Wasn't that an awful thing for me to say?
No, I was the heel, remember? I said that about you.
You did? Well, that was a perfect description.
Well, anyway, Jack, those days have gone forever. From now on, we're friends.
Or you're a jolly good fellow.
No, you're a jolly good fellow.
Well, we are jolly good fellows, which nobody can deny.
Yes, sir, Fred, it's wonderful what that good old Christmas spirit will do. Imagine me singing that you're a jolly good fellow. But, folks, that's what all of us here at the Paramount Studio want to tell you for Christmas 1940 and New Year 1941. We think you're jolly good fellows, too, and we wish you the best of everything. And that spirit will carry over all during the year to come. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, this spirit of brotherhood with Fred Allen ends exactly at noon on January 2nd, because nobody could be expected to love Allen for more than a month in any one year.